Hi, everyone. It's Candace Este from Autism One Radio. Dr. Holland is Jared Arangas' chiropractor. Jared is Ed Arangas' son. It was Jared's autism diagnosis in 1997 that led Ed to start Autism One in 2002. Mainstream medicine could not provide any answers for helping children with autism. 20 years later, mainstream medicine, again, could not provide any answers. Jared had developed a chronic cough. Searching for answers for 2 years, every mainstream practitioner said nothing could be found to explain the cough. The entire mainstream medicine philosophy was to drug the symptom. So after the first visit to see Dr. Holland, Jared only coughed one time the rest of the day, and within a few weeks, the cough was 90% gone. Ed also shared with me Jared's appetite had exploded. His cognition had improved, and within a few more weeks, his cough would be completely gone. In addition, Dr. Holland, you were able to cure Jared's heartburn. I know we're not supposed to say cure. So welcome, Dr. Holland.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Absolutely.
So Jared's story is an eye-opener, and most people equate chiropractic care as a treatment for back and neck pain.
Right.
So when Jared first came in to see you, what did you find and how did you treat it?
Yeah, Jared is an amazing young man. And to clarify what you had shared, that cough for that many years had been consistently throughout the day. It wasn't like a couple of coughs here and there. He would cough minute after minute after minute. So it was really creating a dry throat syndrome on him and creating other symptomatology that was really causing, really disrupting his life and his sleep and his ability to eat. It was really very severe where he was. And so Ed was quite concerned, saying something has to be done to help this. It wasn't just that he was coughing. And so when we did our initial exam to look at him, we're concerned about the symptom, obviously, but we're more concerned about where's the dysfunction. And why isn't the body handling this problem and correcting it on its own? And so we believe that the body has a unique power to cure itself. If you cut it, sprain it, and infect it, break it, it knows how to fix itself. So if something's wrong with the system that's doing the fixing, then your body's going to have symptom after symptom after symptom. So I was looking at that system. It's with the central nervous system, and see if there was some kind of disruption there. And we found it right away, right at where the spine emits the nerves that go to the upper respiratory tract. So once we were able to take that pinch or that interference off of that nerve tract, all of a sudden his system started working the way it was designed to initially.
That's so awesome. I often equate chiropractic to, you know, it's like tuning a piano. We have to align everything so our pathways are clear. So it's kind of like a piano. You have to keep tuning it, you know, so it stays in place. And I kind of equate that with chiropractic. You know, we have to align our system so that the pathways are able to flow.
And that's a great way to describe that, because that's exactly what's happening. And the so many people will come to me and say, hey, Dr. Holland, can you fix my blank blank condition, which is a long list of different systemic issues that they think I can fix, which I cannot. Whether it's diabetes or the inability to get pregnant or whatever it is, and I hear all of these stories all the time. I'm like, no, I cannot fix that, but I can help your body so that it can possibly fix that if it's coming from the spine. If there's something coming from some other tissue, then I might not be able to help you, but let's do an exam and find out. And so we have so many different incidences where we've been able to help so many people with so many different conditions, just like you were saying a minute ago, that you would not think were definitely chiropractically oriented.
Yeah. You know, the main philosophy of chiropractic is to let the body heal from the inside. We don't look outside for healing. And it, again, you know, it all comes down to lifestyle and taking care of yourself and getting enough sleep and drinking enough water and, you know, having the proper diet. But why was the problem so hard for the doctors to find?
Well, it's a matter of where to look. You know, if I've always heard the story about this man that's out in the street under the streetlight looking for his keys. A man comes up to him and goes, what are you doing? He goes, I lost my car keys. I said, did you lose them out here? He says, no, I lost them in the house, but the lighting's much better out here. So many times we're not looking in the right place. And so even though it's an easy place to look for us, we're not looking in the right place. So different specialists are going to look in different places for their specialty and go, hey, maybe this is the endocrine system. Maybe this is the digestive system. Maybe this is the respiratory, whatever they're looking for. They're looking for their particular area of expertise and seeing if there's some dysfunction there. And they're usually only using blood tests or urine tests or some kind of imagery, which is going to give you some information, but it's not going to give you the core issue. And so not all problems, not all coughs can be cured the way Jared's was with an upper back adjustment. Sometimes there is going to be some kind of irritation to the lung, or maybe some other kind of problem going in the bronchioles, or some other problem going on mucus related. So not all of them are going to be able to come to me and say, hey, I got a chronic cough, can you fix it like Jared's? I might not be able to, but if it's coming from the spinal column itself, then we're going to look like a hero like we did in Jared's incident.
So why do you think Jared's appetite and cognition had improved so dramatically and his heartburn?
Well, we didn't only adjust the one segment on Jared. I actually adjusted the segments that I found problems with. Now, specifically with autistic people, we find a problem in the very top of the spine where there's a lack of blood, lymph, and nerve flow going up into the base of the brain. So if we can open that up, then we can get better function going into the brain tissue. And also we found some stuff a little lower in his back, which was more digestive tract. So by clearing out that interference, we were able to get function a little bit higher in those areas. And we're still working on a few things with him, but he's really responded well. But as far as the heartburn is concerned, that was not a spinal adjustment that did that, but it was more of a soft tissue manipulation that we did to help him there, because there's a muscle that goes straight through the middle of the body. It's called the diaphragm, and it separates the heart and lungs from all the organs down below the rib cage. And there's just a little hole in the middle of it where the esophagus goes down into the stomach. And so sometimes that stomach can push up into the diaphragm, which pushes into the heart, and it just creates a very uncomfortable feeling. And his was all jammed up there. So all I did was push on the top of the diaphragm and pushed it down to release that pressure. Instead of everything pushing up into his heart, it relieved that pressure, released that burning sensation, and stopped the kind of a reflux that causes into that esophagus. And then everything can flow a lot smoother and a lot easier. We treat a lot of soft tissue issues in my office because I do a lot of sports injuries and dancers and that kind of thing. So in addition to doing spinal manipulation, we do a lot of soft tissue manipulation in my office also.
So how long have you been a chiropractor?
Well, I graduated from chiropractic school in 1989.
So a long time.
A few years, yeah. And I have a son that practices with me, and I have another son that's in graduating chiropractic school this next year that will be joining our practice. So we're excited about that.
Well, that's awesome. So how did you get involved in chiropractic? What led you to want to be a chiropractor?
Well, interestingly enough, I got hurt playing football when I was only 12 years old, and I got hit in the back, and it separated some of my ribs from my spine, and my parents were wise enough to take me to a chiropractor, and I went to this guy, and he found some problems on me and got me right back on the field, and it was a great experience for me. And I really liked it. And so that was my initial introduction. And so my parents kept taking me to chiropractic throughout my football career through junior high, high school, and college. And so I would get adjusted on Mondays to get put back into shape again. And it was just a real positive exposure for me to help me with injuries and with function. And so I just noticed I was a lot healthier than everyone else. I never got sick. And I just appreciated that experience. And so So then later in life, when I decided to choose a career, this one kind of chose me instead of me choosing it.
So Ed was telling me there was another woman in your practice that had a chronic cough. Did you do the same thing for her that you did for Jared?
Yeah, we've had a number of patients that have had a number of what we call systemic illnesses or systemic symptoms. So some system isn't functioning very well, whether it's the upper respiratory system like you're talking about for this lady, or some other system. And so as we look at those areas, yeah, we just see if there's a dysfunction there. I'll never forget there was a woman that came in and she said, can you cure apnea? And I'm like, no, I cannot cure apnea. She says, I said, but it's something that we can help with if there's a spinal condition involved with that. And so she said, my daughter lives down in San Diego. And so I gave her a name of a chiropractor to go see there. And she says, no, she wants to come see you. I'm like, okay. So they drove all the way up to Orange County to see me. And it was a little two-year-old boy who had been through a battery of tests from spinal taps to MRIs to CAT scans. He was just terrified of doctors. When I met him, he was crawling down underneath the chair because he thought I was going to be another poking and prodding and cause pain-causing doctor. So as I did an X-ray on this little boy, his name is Zach, I found that the top bone in his skull was pushing right against the skull. So there was like basically zero blood supply, nerve supply going to the brain. And so any kind of movement would just cut it off. He would turn cyanotic an average of 14 times a day, which means he would turn blue and stop breathing, and his mom would have to rescue breathe him. So once we were able to clear that out, and it didn't take very many visits at all of a sudden Zach started having a normal life, the apnea stopped, and now he's he's fully grown, and he's a school teacher and a wrestling coach, and has a great lifestyle now. And so that's a lot of problems come from that particular area and can create a lot of different systemic kind of illnesses like cognitive or eyes or ears or nose or memory or sleep habits or anxiety or allergies. A lot of those kind of issues are going to come from that area. So we've treated a lot of those types of problems in people, whether it's a cough or some other kind of systemic symptom that's presented. And if we can find the spinal issue, then we can definitely help them.
And I just want to remind our audience that, well, I'm just speaking for myself, but, you know, I've given up on allopathic medicine. And I think that chiropractic is just really the way to go. I mean, for anything and everything. And if we can just have a decent lifestyle, get enough rest, and eat the right foods, see a chiropractor, I think it would just improve our health so much and our kids. And, well, many of us are leery of allopathic medicine anyway. But Ed tells me there's a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul. And what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, the authors of that book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, decided to make a series of different books. And one of the books they decided to add to their collection was Chicken Soul for the Chiropractic Soul. So they decided to make a compilation of a bunch of successful chiropractic stories treating people. And it was Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, who are the authors of that book. And they came to a chiropractic seminar and says, hey, we got your book put together. It's about 80% done. But if you have any stories, we'd like to put them in. So we need them in the next 2 weeks. I'm like, holy cow, I don't know if I can get stories written and edited in 2 weeks. But I submitted four stories to them, and I got three stories entered into the book. And so it was a great resource for me, because I would get emails from all over the world about people that had similar problems, and many other chiropractors who were dealing with the kind of issues of the patients that I had put their stories in there. And so it's been, it was a good experience for me, and I enjoyed it.
So this year at Autism One, Ed had written up an article. It was a short story of how you helped Jared, and he put it in our conference bags. And I have that little booklet, and it's really awesome. So kudos to you. And
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it's a growing process. And just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying a few minutes ago, allopathic medicine has a real place in our world. There's a need for those people. But many times, all of us as patients, we think they're the answer to all problems, and they're not. And just like I'm telling you, chiropractic is not the answer to all problems. It's really a combination of the things you were saying earlier. People have to take responsibility for their own health and really make wise and prudent choices concerning the things that go into their body, their heart, their soul, and their mind. And so making positive choices on a continual basis to affect your health is positive, and chiropractic is one of the answers to that thing. And I know that many times people come to me and says, I've tried everything, you're my last resort, and fortunately we're able to help those people, but I wish I could be the first resort, and let me look at it first, and then if I can't fix it, say, hey, your problem is more of this other issue, and we need to go to this kind of specialist, and you should go see this doctor. And I refer out all the time. I remember early in my practice, I had a gentleman in his mid-70s come and see me, and we did an x-ray of his back. He had severe back pain, and I found an aneurysm in his aortic artery that comes down from the heart down into the lower legs, and it was large. It was massive, and it was dangerous. And I said, buddy, I can't help you, but you need to go to a vascular specialist because this is serious. You need to get it checked out. And so he went to his heart specialist, and they took the x-rays that I had taken and did an exam, and they rushed him into surgery that day. It was so severe. And he came back to my office and was very appreciative that we were able to save his life and find the proper problem that could be addressed properly. And so many times there's going to be a place for different kind of specialists in your life. But I just wish chiropractic would get a chance to look at people first as opposed to last.
Yeah, I think chiropractic is rising up, and of course I'm going to keep yelling and screaming and letting people know that chiropractic is the way to go. And you know, my chiropractor is just around the corner, and I don't spend near enough time with him. And every time I do one of these interviews with a chiropractor, I tell myself I need to make that appointment and get over there for myself and my children. So, where are you located?
Yeah, my office is in La Habra, California. It's in North Orange County at 355 South Harbor. I've been here for over 30 years, and we've been serving the community for that full time. And we have a humble little office here. We probably see maybe somewhere between 400 to 500 patients a week, and we just really love the opportunity to try to help people, and especially challenging and difficult cases that we're able to help. We love that opportunity.
Yeah. So do you have a website?
I probably do, but I'm not really know how that works. But if you look up Holland Chiropractic in La Habra, it'll bring up a whole bunch of options for you. I know we're number one rated on Yelp, but I'm not sure about all if I have a web page or not.
Well, I'm telling you. If Ed says you're awesome, I believe it because he's a real stickler. So, and
I
these stories
that.
Are amazing. I mean, really, our kids have so many problems with appetite, and you know, there's always another systemic problem somewhere. I mean, because autism is kind of a train wreck, a whole body system's train wreck. So. Anyway,
unfortunately, like with all autism, many problems, they start to get worse and worse and worse because one symptom leads to the next problem, leads to the next. So one dysfunction leads to another. And sometimes it's systemic and sometimes it's functional. I just had a new patient come in this week. His who's only a 10-year-old girl, and she's a professional dancer. She's been on TV a number of times on shows, and she has been to a myriad of doctors trying to figure out what's going on with her back, and we were able to find the problem actually in her sacroiliac joint, which was not functional at all. It's amazing she could dance as well as she did. And so once we started correcting that sacroiliac or hip problem, all of a sudden the musculature started feeling better. She started having more range of motion and much less pain. So a lot of times the problems are just really functional. And it's really a matter of trying to find that person out there who can make an accurate diagnosis. I got hurt in high school that was supposed to end my football career because I got upended and landed on my head and shoulder, and I couldn't feel my arm for 3 days, and I had chronic pain in that shoulder, and that's not good for a quarterback. And so I couldn't find anybody to give me an accurate diagnosis. So it wasn't until 10 years later when I went to chiropractic school that I was able to get that proper diagnosis and get that problem fixed. And now I don't have that shoulder problem anymore. So really, an accurate diagnosis is really the key to good, effective care. And that's kind of what we pride ourselves on here at Holland Chiropractic.
Awesome. So would you like to share your office number with us, or should we just go to the, should we just Google Holland Chiropractic? That's H-O-L-L-A-N-D.
Yeah.
Chiropractic in La Habra.
Absolutely. That, they can find it there, or my phone number is 562-694-8347. And we would be happy to consult with you or to actually see you in our office any way that we can help.
Dr. Holland, have you ever been to Autism One?
I have not. I was just introduced to Ed and Jared this last year, and they invited me this last year, but I was unable to attend. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that in the future.
Well, that'd be awesome, and we'd love to hear you speak. Our families, you know, we're very open to chiropractic, and I'm sure there's some people down in that area that will seek your support and your help. So are there any final words or thoughts or events you've got going on? Or
well, there you just triggered a memory in my mind from quite a few years ago. I'm blanking on the young man's name, but he was autistic, and he just absolutely loved his chiropractic care. And his parents would bring him in pretty consistently, and he responded really well. I'll never forget, they had gone to Disneyland for the day, and by the time they got to my office at the end of the day, he was out, man. He was asleep on the table. And they said, oh, man, he's asleep, so we probably can't adjust him. I go, oh, I can adjust him while he's asleep. That's fine. So I gave him his neck adjustment where he needed it, and then he went home that night, and they were putting him to bed, and he said, oh, I need to see Dr. Holland. I need my adjustment today. And they were trying to convince him that he had already got his adjustment, but you know how they are. He's like, no, I need my adjustment. So they called me at home and said, you know, he doesn't believe he got adjusted. Will you just tell him he got adjusted today? And so I was at home that night, and I got this phone call, and I'm like, so I was there telling him, yeah, you were sound asleep, man. You were snoring and sawing logs, but we adjusted your neck, and you just smiled, and then your dad carried you out to the car, but you never even woke up. So it's kind of fun that we were able to have that experience. Thanks for helping me remember that.
So do you also do babies, newborn
babies?
Yeah,
we do. We adjust people from the womb to the tomb. So the youngest child I ever adjusted was my own at half an hour old. The youngest child that wasn't mine was probably 1 day old. And you'd be surprised at how many young children have problems. I've probably adjusted in the neighborhood of 10,000 babies. And of the 10,000, I've only seen two that didn't have an upper neck problem. So all of them come out of the womb with some kind of upper neck restriction that kind of inhibits their growth, their development, and their brain development. And so once we're able to adjust them, all of a sudden they're more alert, they're able to sleep longer, they're able to eat better, and more importantly, they're able to grow and develop more correctly the way that their bodies were designed to grow and correct. So yeah, we love adjusting babies, and the sooner the better. And once you get them adjusted, they don't need it ongoing, you know, every week all the time. They just need to get that straightened out. It takes just a handful of adjustments, and then periodically through their life as it goes from there.
And another thing that people don't understand, a chiropractic visit is like 10 minutes in and out. You know, you don't have to spend 2 hours in the waiting room. I mean, it's in and out. It's quick. It's easy. You feel good. You're building a relationship with your chiropractor, and your kids love it. And, you know, it's not just for neck pain and back pain. We got to clear those pathways so we can heal.
You obviously have a good chiropractor that's educated you well and treats you as a patient well. So that's what you want in your office, is happy patients like you that have good experiences in the office, that can get in and out and understand exactly what's going on. With education in our office is a very big deal also. And we want our patients to know what's happening with them and why we're doing what we're doing and what to expect in the future. So yeah, I agree with you.
So this is Dr. Holland, Dr. John Holland, chiropractor. You can reach him at Holland Chiropractic. And I hope you had your pen when we were giving out phone numbers. And remember that chiropractic is the way to go for kids with autism. And I'm looking forward to meeting you at Autism One, Dr. Holland. Thank you for taking the time today.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Anything else I can do for you, just let me know.
Well, I'd like to hear some more of these amazing stories. So when you have something you'd like to share with us, please just give me a text and we'll get to it. We can share with our audience.
With 30 years of experience, I have hundreds of stories like the ones I've told you that I can share.
Oh, that's so awesome. Well, maybe we should take a series so we can have, so our audience will understand how it all works.
If there's an interest, I'd be happy to do it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Holland. Be well.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.